The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for over 30 years.
Cat Attack Podcast is back a week after just on the sidelines with some awareness of regions that usually there's not a whole lot of awareness in. But we're back this week, Kingy. The Cats got the chockies in, albeit a pretty, not a great game, but you're going to win those, and the Cats found a way to win. They
bank the 4 points, Benny.
Just bank them, Kingy. Get down. It's like a dollar mite account, isn't it, when you just drop your 4 points in. And winning ugly, I suppose, is something that the good teams are able to do, and the Cats were able to do that. Saints probably didn't help themselves. They probably should have been 3 goals in front at least at quarter time.
Yeah, but the other thing is too, like we talk about, you know, if they kick those goals, it might be a different story. But when they kick those goals, the ball comes back to the middle and it starts again.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily, like they had a lot of the footy because what they were doing was they're managing to keep it in their front half of the ground, but they weren't converting. So if they convert, gets back to the middle, it becomes a 50-50 ball to Geelong go the other way and start kicking goals.
Potentially. It was just obviously Max King got hold of Jack Henry. I'm not sure that was a great matchup, to be honest with you. But
well, Chris got doubled down during the week.
I thought it was great. He loves that because someone's questioning him. That's probably why he's doing that. So well, I heard that he loves to bristle when somebody's questioned something.
He didn't bristle. He just his response was, you know, for the last 30-odd games, Mark Blitzarves has mostly played on a wing and in the ruck. So which is
do you reckon he gives you much in the ruck? In the actual ruck, he's quite good.
Oh, in the ruck?
Yeah. He doesn't give you much around the ground.
He competes well in the ruck, but I don't think he gives you... But he still doesn't give you a lot as a mobile. He's not Max Gordon.
For somebody who's so mobile, he doesn't touch the ball often,
no,
does he?
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. And he cocks it up sometimes.
We had that howler, didn't he, against... Was there one against West Coast?
He had a few.
That gifted them a goal?
Yeah, and the problem is that's probably where Geelong's ruck stocks are at. That a bloke who's not really a ruckman, who's not really great in the ruck, is your best option.
But I don't think Reece Stanley had been doing.
He played one bad game and got the coke.
Yeah,
it was a bit weird.
Yeah,
he was good. He was really good the week before that against Nui.
Yeah. You know, Tom Hickey's pulling.
But I guarantee this will be probably potentially something. Is that Stanley will get another go?
Yeah, he will
because something will happen. Radicalea will struggle. Yeah. Blitzarves will get injured. Something will happen, and they'll have to go back to it.
And the only thing is, it's only going into round 10. So there's a lot of footy to be played. He's playing VFL this week. Stanley. So, well, he was in the VFL team that they play tonight.
Well, they're not going to change the team now. Given they've won two on the trot.
No, I wouldn't have thought. The only thing they're potentially changing is Dalhouse and Colajasny.
In?
Yep.
For Zach Guthrie?
Zach Guthrie and Jordan Clark have been named in the VFL team for Thursday night.
Right.
So I suspect they won't.
Clark, yeah, that's probably fair enough. What's happening with Myers?
He's still weeks away.
Is he?
That's a fracture. It's not an easy recovery. Well, you think Radicalea had a fracture similar, and he probably took...
Do you reckon he'd be in some danger of not getting back in?
Myers?
Yeah.
Whose spot is he taking is the question.
Well, that wasn't the question. The question was, do you think he'll get back in?
Well, yeah, I think he will, but I don't think it'll be a simple process.
How many weeks are we talking out?
Well, he's still got another probably three. Won't see him before the bye.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a few players we won't see before the bye now.
Goodness.
You won't see O'Connor, won't see Dangerfield, won't see Myers. Evans is back tonight.
How do you think the midfield's been functioning?
Pretty well. Somebody will be splitting their time between forward and midfield.
Do you reckon more forward than midfield?
Potentially.
Yeah.
That's a very dynamic forward line.
Do you think that next time we get Matthew Knights on, when are we getting him on this week?
No, Patrick Dangerfield's actually... You can ask us this week. Yeah. Benny, you can actually ask Patrick Dangerfield this week if he thinks the midfield is functioning better without him.
No, that wouldn't be it'd be pretty difficult to ask that one.
Why?
Because it just would, because he's going to say, he'll bristle, and then he'll say, you just don't do any favours doing that. If you couldn't care less, you'd ask that maybe. But you're not going to ask a player if something's actually going better because they're not there. You could ask somebody else that question, but I don't think you're going to ask the person. And look...
So you could frame the question a bit differently? Where do you think you're best suited when you return?
Yeah, That there you go, King. You see, this is why you're at top of the tree. And he's going to say he'll have the diplomatic answer of, oh, you know, wherever they need me, and I'll be forward, and I could go into the midfield. So you always know what he's going to say. So yeah, it'll be interesting.
But that is your question. There you go. I've got your first question written for Saturday.
Yep. But no, I won't be asking whether the midfield's going better with.
No. But you can frame the question as to say, where do you think you will best serve the team?
When you come back.
Yeah. What is a part of the ground? There you go. You can ask that.
But there's sort of...
He's joining us at 12:30.
It's really interesting too, because, I mean, he's such a good player. It's funny. I wonder whether...
He's not such a good player. He's a great player.
He is, yeah. He does... There's some aspects of the game he's a great player, and there's some aspects he's not so good. But... And that's probably... You could find that with any player, really. I mean, Dusty Martin doesn't probably defend that well either, but they seem to get away with it, Richard, because they have a good structure and they have other players in the midfield who do defend well, probably like Graham and Ross when he's in there, and Prestia, and so they have a bit of a mix, a bit like Geelong had
Baker
10 years ago. Yeah, Baker played well the other night. Wow, how good's he? Goodness me, he went into the midfield and God, he was very, very good. But now it's interesting. I just wonder, and only players would be able to tell you this, but I wonder whether a player like Dangerfield, because he's such an imposing figure, and not only for the opposition but for the Cats as well, he's an imposing type of sort of character, and the way he plays is quite imposing. I wonder whether players get used to him not being there and playing in a certain way, and then he comes in and it alters that mix. I mean, you could only ask that of a somebody who's in the team. But yep. I wonder whether that actually happens, or they just plug blokes in and then they, just roll from there.
Yeah. We'll wait and find out when he gets back. He's back, and he's back for an important stretch of games too. I know the next two are important. You've got to beat Gold Coast and Collingwood.
Gold Coast are going to be stealing themselves after they had their... They were spanked. They were tired. Hard.
Zach Smith.
Have you ever been spanked hard,
Kid? Zach Smith is going to be back for the Suns.
What?
Zach Smith.
He's not, is he?
He's going to play his first senior game for the Suns since he went back to the club.
Goodness me, against the Cats. Yep, against the irony Cats. There, King.
Yes, the irony. The
bit of absolute irony.
To steal the line from The Simpsons, the ironing was delicious.
Yes. I've got a line out of Family Guy.
Is it clean?
It's to do with the mud hut.
The what? No, don't go. I'm worried. I'm really worried. It's a bit like the other night. Somebody suggested that what was going on in the K-Rock box last week, because... Actually, no, it was a friend of the show, Ian Cover, the great could have been champion.
The professional golfer at Bowen Heads.
Yeah. he wanted to know what was going on in the box last Friday night. And I said, well, it was rancid. because you are going to see somebody about...
Yeah, I am, in about half an hour.
These issues.
Not so much for passing wind in the K-Rock box, but more just the problems that are bobbing up as you get a bit older, King.
Yeah,
it's not ideal, to be honest.
The first number in front of the age ticks towards 5.
Yes, things are starting to just sort of malfunction.
That's a good word. Yeah. That is a very good word. That is up there with ointment and spasm.
It is. It's not ideal when you're talking about your own setup, though. No. Things are starting to sort of just pack it in.
Right. It's not ideal at all. That's why you should regularly see your GP and your health specialist.
And I'm 50 when you're 50, Kingy. The package arrives in the mail and you provide what's commonly referred to as a stool sample.
Back on the Cats. They should take care of the Suns. It's not a case of just turning King, up.
King, you've said this before. You told us they should take care of the Swans, and they didn't.
Well, 28 points up a quarter.
Yeah, I know. They were taking care of them, and the Swans started to take care of them after a while. But, they should win. Gold Coast will be better than last week.
Suns have never won down here, so guess what? They'll win now.
Well, you'd have to think the Cats would. Surely the Cats will find a way. But I guarantee you the Suns won't be as bad as they were last week.
If the Cats are going to be legitimate in this season, which we think they are, they have to turn 8-3.
Yep. And they've got the Pies the following week, haven't they?
Yeah, so you win this and then the Pies and go to the bye. Jeez, 8-3.
Isn't it going absolutely pear-shaped for the Pies?
So many different spheres.
Wow. Mm. Oh, that was... It couldn't be going any worse. No.
But they're talking about re-signing Bucks.
Well, I don't know. I don't think that would be... I think he's actually a very good coach, to be honest with you. I love listening to his press conferences because he doesn't lose his... SHIT. He keeps his cool and he's very
articulate.
Yeah, and he gives he gives answers and he gives you a bit. And I think he's one of the best media performers I've seen, particularly under pressure. So I actually think you don't get the team. What are they within a 15th of making the grand final 2 years ago?
Well, they played in the grand final in 2018.
Oh, sorry, they did too.
And were in a 15th of winning a flag.
Yeah. So within the space
and then 2019, they got, well, GWS did to Collingwood what Collingwood did to Richmond in 2018 in the 2019 prelim. And you would suspect that Collingwood would have put up a better fight in the 2019 decider than the
So Giants. You can't tell me just because in the space of 12 months he's become a crap coach.
And they played in, and they played, they knocked over West Coast in Perth in a final last year to play in a first semi. That we all thought that they were going to knock over Geelong and get to a prelim.
Yeah.
And people were going, gee, whoever wins this Geelong-Collingwood prelim will probably beat Sammy will beat Brisbane in the prelim and play in a granny. And well, that proved to be wrong.
I think he's a very good coach, but from the club's perspective, I don't think you'd be wanting to re-sign him right now. That probably would be caused some angst, though I don't think it would be a bad decision. I think it would cause angst. So you'd wait, and I'd reckon he might see the writing on the wall and think that he'll get another crack, though.
Back me or sack me.
He'll get another crack.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alistair Clarkson will coach Carlton.
Do you know what? If there'll be them because I think Sam Mitchell's the man in waiting at the Hawks.
I reckon Alistair Clarkson will coach Carlton.
Yep.
And Nathan Buckley will coach
Hawthorn.
Potentially.
Who coaches Collingwood?
Well,
they're not grooming Sam Mitchell for the Hawthorn job, are they?
For the Hawthorn job?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So.
So who coaches Collingwood? Yeah, I don't know. Well, if we could go on forever with that. I reckon that they'll find someone left field. Ross Lyon?
Is he still?
Probably not.
Is his method?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. If he got the right assistance in, maybe. Because they, yeah, I don't know. Would you classify Buckley as an untried coach? I suppose he was, even though he's such a big figure at Collingwood. Mm. Usually clubs go the opposite, so that's why Carlton will go with somebody who's experienced.
Yeah, Michael Voss.
Collingwood will do move heaven and earth to get Alistair Clarkson.
Mm. What about Michael Voss?
Yeah, he'd be another one that'd be in the mix, I reckon.
Yep.
With Port Adelaide going well, so
Don Pike to coach again?
No,
he's had such an influence in
Sydney. I wouldn't have thought. God. Right. Not after band camp went horribly wrong.
it did go horribly wrong. All right. Do you want some questions, Ben?
Yep. We've got to go. Right. I've got my specialist is awaiting with a very cool stethoscope.
Turkey Tom. Mark Neal said on K-Rock that we made the GF last season with Blitzarves on the wing. This is a good move having him play there. Do you guys agree with this?
How could I phrase it, Kingy? There's a few people out there who are getting a bit irate with me, I think, on Twitter, but anyway, I quite like it.
Yeah, because you're not the combative type at all.
No, but I don't respond, but I do like that they get up and about a bit. But if you say something, you get it wrong.
Well, I think it's coming up. You've been referred to as the David King of K-Rock.
No. What were we talking about? Blitzarves.
I'm happy for him to play on a wing, but as long as all bases are covered down back.
Yeah, and I think, yeah. And would you say all bases were covered on Saturday night? On Friday night.
No, I don't think they were, but I think the Cats
They got away with
the
it.
The Cats were able to be dominant in other parts of the ground, which allowed them to cover up that they were deficient.
But the ruck wasn't one of them, and that's where he was playing.
Blitzarves?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they were, you know, the midfield were probably had the better of.
Yep.
And if you're winning the ball, contested numbers. Now, you look at the stats for Curse High, who, of course, bring us a podcast. Great supporters of Carroll for me, by the way.
Unbelievable.
Thank you to Jared and the team. Did Geelong win the contested ball last week?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, they did. But my thing, Kingy, is that I'm happy for Blitzarves to play up the ground. I think Stanley's so up and down that Blitzarves gives you something in the ruck. With Radaglia, it's a bit of a 1-2 punch. It's something different. Is it sustainable over the course of the remainder of the year? We'll have to wait and find out. The thing that I concern myself with is that you play Blitzarves up the ground, you're able to beat sides like St Kilda, who are inaccurate. They had a dominant forward who couldn't kick straight.
Yep.
So, and they had a few injuries. They're not winning the premiership, St Kilda. So you're able to get over them. Next week, they'll play Blitzarves up the ground against Gold Coast. They'll probably beat Gold Coast.
But they did it against Richmond and won by 10 goals.
Yeah, they did, and Richmond were really poor in that game.
They had Lynch and Revolt playing.
What? The only thing that I worry about, and if it comes off fantastic, but is that when you're up against the really good teams like a Richmond, who weren't great the other week, let's be honest, they got heaps of players out, and anyway, Geelong beat them, good on them. They did it really well, so it was good for Geelong Footy Club. But when you're up against the really good teams, and you need a Blitzarves in defence, he's only going into defence if things are going wrong.
Yep.
So you're 4 or 5 goals down probably, and then you're putting him in there too late. And Geelong have had a mate. I just wonder whether Geelong have always been really good at winning games. not so good at winning the big games in the finals.
Yep.
So that's where I just worry that, you know, you've got probably arguably got your best defender not in defence. You get away with it throughout the year, and then when you're up against the really, really good teams who are then playing good footy as well, and I'm not taking Richmond the other night. I mean, they had a night off. Yeah, so, But when they're playing well, they've got Lynch firing and Rewalt firing, or you come up against a Port Adelaide who has a Charlie Dixon firing, or you come up against Melbourne who has
Brown.
Brown or Tom McDonald, who's been in good form, and you're thinking, well, hang on.
West Coast with...
So Blitzarves, if Blitzarves has to go into defence,
yep.
you're not in front, you're behind.
Yep.
And it can be really hard to get back. So that's my only worry with that. But, I mean, the club, obviously the coaches, you know, they know better than we do, and they're happy with him up there. I'll ask you this question. Would he be there if Geelong had a really good ruckman?
No.
Yeah. So anyway, look, well, it'll play out. And Geelong winning, you can't argue because they keep winning games. And they've been really good at winning games. It's been an unbelievable run to keep themselves relevant,
yep.
you know, despite sort of having some lower draft picks, which they've traded away to get players in. They've been unbelievable at it. I just wonder about the structure against the when it really, really counts.
Yep.
That would be my concern.
Fox Dog 50, if I was having a punt before you read this question, I think you'll be discussing the question I'm about to ask you. This rucking situation, what is happening, it even made me start up a thread on the Geelong footy page that's doing
the
my head
thread.
In. At his best, Stanley is our best ruck, but you have to reward players when playing well, e.g. Fort, then if Stanley not performing, you have to drop him. I love Geelong, I really do, but I'm not a fan of this rucking situation in Blitz and Asava, as Asava only had 4 hitouts, which is basically a backup ruck, which Blitz needs to play in defence as our number one key defender. It's a major concern at the moment with the ruck. I'm not backing a genuine ruckman in either Stanley or Fort. Yes, we won both games with them, but Marshall going down with injury might have saved us. But come finals, it won't work.
Yeah, I know. I think some of that is probably true. You've got Radigalia, who's not really a ruckman, who's more of a forward playing in the ruck, and you've got arguably your best defender playing in the ruck. They're trying to combine, you know, make two ruckmen out of one to get something out of the ruck so that they're not getting soundly beaten like they were by Tom Hickey against Sydney. I mean, it's a long way back for Reece Stanley now. His confidence would be shot. He'd be there thinking, well, I'm fit, I'm playing the twos. They've got a...
And he's not even playing in the ruck in the twos. Fort's doing most of the ruck
work. It's going to be really difficult if they've got to go back to him. So Fort's probably next cab off the rank, is he?
Probably.
They'll try Fort.
So I'll have a look at that. So I'll report back on Saturday. So as we record this, it's Thursday afternoon. Tonight is the Geelong-Coburg game. See, the problem is you're playing Coburg.
Is this on telly?
Yeah, it is. Yes, on Fox.
Right.
Is your plan?
Is it on KO?
Yeah, and KO. Well, yeah, so, yes.
Oh, yeah. That is Fox, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, well, it's a Fox production that KO will carry.
Yeah, right. Okay. Oh, look, it's been a talking point for Geelong fans for how many years?
10 years.
Yeah, a long time.
Ever since Otto said, I'm done.
Yeah, they've just got exactly. Do you mean he come back in the mid-season draft?
At age 42. Or thereabouts. Daz Broncos, great call on both the Tigers and Saints game. Very different games. Both got us the 4 points. But you had to work harder to make the Saints game sound more interesting. Has Benny's nether region settled or are you still breaking glass to survive? Probably should not have laughed as hard as I did, but something about fluff jokes and circumstances you just know go out of, especially when it's not happening to someone. And it is not happening to somewhere else. We all know that Savvy's a Chris Scott favourite and certainly gets our blood flowing when he's taking big marks or working hard at ground level. He does very well. However, in the kicking game, he needs work. On the short passes to teammates, he has issues, and goal kicking is a big one for him. Who is a goal kicking or technique coach at the club, and can we give him some overtime as he's got some work to do there? I'd say they just work with their...
Yeah, I don't think they have
skills
one.
Skills coach as such. They with the, work with
the
line
with
coach.
With the COVID, the restrictions and the soft cap following COVID, I think it's sort of, you know, old bare root season in terms of the number of coaches you can have. So I don't think there has been... There would be one. I might be, you know, stand corrected on that, but... Yeah. And it's even...
So they had Brad Johnson down there doing some stuff a couple of seasons ago, but I think that...
I don't think they'd be paying anybody to do that, King. No. I think it's pretty much all hands on deck with what you've got, and I think coaches have taken a pretty big pay cut to remain involved, so I don't think they'd have any extra specialist coaches, which, you know, that probably...
But that's everybody.
Yeah, that's everybody, and it probably hurts. You know, that's where you need that specialist coaching. But, yeah, technique-wise, see, the thing, if I look at technique at goal-kicking... Gary Rowan is actually a really good...
very reliable.
He is. Yeah, he is. He can have a bad night, but so can anybody. But he's actually quite a reliable kick for goal. He keeps his momentum through the ball. And the one thing that I reckon is really important in goal kicking is you keep your shoulders square
to the target.
Yep. because as soon as your shoulders go skew-if, you are not going to get good connection with the footy. So, and the one thing that, like, if you look at Patrick Dangerfield on short set shots at goal, he leans back and his shoulders go skew-if. That's why the ball goes skew-if. Whereas when he has to kick it long, he really thumps it and there's less expectation. Yeah. He thinks about it less probably. That's probably why. And I mean, it's one of those things. You need to keep your shoulders over the ball and your momentum through the ball. The instant you haven't got your momentum going forward, you're liable to generally push it or a howler. So, but, you know, I mean, I don't know how much they work. We hear all sorts of stories that sports science guys take over and they can only kick the ball so many times and all this sort of stuff. I wonder whether that's still prevalent or whether they can actually get out there for 45 minutes. And the only thing that I will say is sometimes guys say, oh, they practice it. Well, the guy on the driving range, the second, third tier professional golfer gets on the driving range, he's hitting it, he's flushing it.
Yep.
It's a whole new ball game when he's standing up there and there's money involved.
Yep.
It's not footy. It's the same as you practicing. If you're ingraining something that's incorrect, as a golfer would, if they're ingraining something that's incorrect in their swing, it's impossible to get it out.
Yep.
So if you're going and practicing the wrong thing over and over and over, it is only going to fail more and more when you get to the. Even though you might be able to kick them straight,
yep,
at training when there's no pressure, no expectation, bang, great. But as soon as there is pressure and expectation, and your technique's not right, You're cooked.
Yep.
Because if you've been practicing the wrong thing over and over without someone saying, look, we need to actually change this. And you see the players make the same, kick the ball the same way all the time.
Mm.
Missing the same spots all the time. Patrick Dangerfield is really good at missing to the right, isn't he?
Yep.
Ball slices off to the right. That's a technique flaw that can be fixed if you're prepared to work at it. You've got somebody who can work at it. But
having somebody to work with,
yeah,
to show. Cam Guthrie, a revelation again this year in the James Kelly, Joel Corey mould of not being flashy but being reliable and doing the hard work for the benefit of the team. The comparison should reveal the esteem with which his work is held currently. He would be leading Geelong's best and fairest.
Yeah, and you know,
just from the skipper though.
Obviously that he's the operation he had on his heart. He had an irregular heartbeat, which they tried to fix when he was younger. And he used to get gassed a lot. He would get actually physically be tired after not going that far. So he had a surgery. They tried again,
yep,
about a year and a half ago, and it worked.
Right.
Lo and behold, his capacity to run has gone through the roof, and his form has gone through the roof.
However, we can lose the 1-2 games with Zach trying to get his bro a kick, cost us a goal against the Saints late, and it's not the first time. The Guthrie to Zuthrie show needs to stop, and please just take the best option. And I blame more Cam to Zach than Zach to Cam in this. It did happen at one stage during the game.
Late in the game.
Yeah.
In defence.
Yep.
Mm. Yep. They got a goal, I think.
Yeah. And they
then Cam... No, actually, it might have been early in the game. Second quarter, was it?
Yeah.
And then Guthrie kicked a goal not long after it.
Yep.
Cam Guthrie kicked a snap goal.
Thank God for a game day too. These back-to-back nights are brutal for me, and getting older makes it harder.
Daz is an absolute warrior. He they should build a statue for him down there at GMHBA.
Keyboard warrior, can you name a better combo in the league than Duncan to Hawkins inside 50? I'm sure it happens more than any other duo in the comp. I do like the Shuey to Kennedy's been a good one over the journey.
Yeah, there's been a lot, but that's a pretty good one. You'd be happy with Mitch Duncan exploding out of the middle.
Going by Mr. Scott's last few press conferences, has he started having a green breakfast? A little bit of Bob Marley to start his day. He's the most chill I've seen him in his coaching career. Would be fascinated to ask any senior players if there's been any noticeable attitude adjustments during the week. I remember him giving Hawthorn absolutely nothing publicly during their period of dominance. He spoke glowingly of Richmond after the win was complimentary off Sydney and St Kilda. I like it here. He comes off less smug and more human. He's hoping he continues with this as the new Mr. Scott. He's a breath of smoky fresh air.
Chill, Winston.
Last year was, I think, ideal for Chris Scott.
Yeah.
He talked about his relationship building that he had to
do.
Yeah,
the water cooler conversations that he wouldn't have,
yep,
potentially had. Yeah, yep. So it seems to have, do you reckon it's chilled him out a little bit? Chill, Winston. It's off Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, arguably one of the greatest movies ever made.
And Howler 48, beaten in the ruck last week, I'd like to persist with Radigalia. Sun's average height is jockey type areas, so this game could bring a big confidence boost for the big Fijian. He'll have Zach Smith at 205 centimetres, so that'll be a little bit different. Raises concerns with Blitz, but well, I'll leave us with this. Also putting in my application for the Brad Close Games Club, he must sanitise a lot because he's got clean hands.
That's good. I really like him. I've liked him since the first game he played. He's only going to get better. He's quick. He thinks quick. And he's one of those players that when he gets near the ball, something happens. He's not going to, at this stage, he's not going to touch it 20 times. Mm. But he only needs to touch it 10 times to have an influence on the game or the flow of the game. And he's, since his first game, he's actually really adapted well to the speed of AFL footy. And he's what would he have played? 12 games? Yeah, 13 games?
Yeah,
something like
that.
Yeah. Yeah, so wow, wait till he's got to 50 games. He could be a real fine figure.
And guess what?
What's he, 22 or something? 23?
Yeah, he was a mature age pickup.
Yeah.
Played some senior footy against men. Yeah. Amazing.
Even though, mind you, he still looks like a kid.
Yeah.
He still looks skinny. That's probably why he goes with the old long sleeve, because he doesn't want to get the cannons out.
Patrick Dangerfield will join us at 12:30
Saturday. Oh, Kingy, it's going to be fantastic.
Looking forward to it.
Rightio.
Kerr's Hire, Geelong's official Wacker and Noisen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. KerrsHire.com.au.